Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Sacred Embers. Our show is Angel Antics, and you're here with Eileen Powers and DC Love. We are so honored that you're joining us tonight, and we're glad to have you here. We have our special guest back tonight because we just enjoyed her so much a few weeks ago when she was with us. So our guest, Terry Marie, is back with us tonight. So we have our angel lady with us. I'm thrilled to have you here. Terry Marie, welcome to our show, Angel Antics.
Thank you, beautiful Eileen, and thank you, DC Love. It's always a pleasure. We really enjoyed connecting with you and all of your listeners last time, and it's such an honor to be back again.
Oh, we're so happy to have you with us, Terry Marie.
Yeah. So, DC, what's been going on with you this week? You had a couple of new messages come in that people could check on Facebook and read. Do you want to tell them about those? Because I've read both of them, and those last two you gave me.
Yeah, I mean, I did get a couple messages, and they were from Archangel Gabriel. The first one, I was standing outside, and I live on a mountain, and I heard, "I am Archangel Gabriel," and I looked up in the sky, and I had this beautiful vision, and I snapped a couple pictures. The one looked like a crucifix. The next one looked like a dove. I mean, it was amazing. And the next morning, I channeled a message, and then I also channeled a very, really cool meditation that involved going to Mount Shasta, which I've never been to. So I thought that was really interesting. But I thought, you know, like messages, like sort of angel antics messages, because what had happened is I was going outside the door last week, and I had this massive bear. It had to be about 700 pounds. And, I mean, this is like an ongoing thing with me. It's like every year I have this bear, you know, and I had to slam the door again, you know. So, I mean, and the bear is telling me, basically, I have to go within for answers. So that was the message from the bear, you know, that I have to go within for my answers.
Right. Right.
Yeah, and I had a couple funky little accidents happen and different things. And, I mean, I don't think everything involves messages, so I'm not sure. But I did want to just state that during this beautiful month of June 2016, we had, you know, like the full strawberry moon. And I guess we also, it's sort of, you know, we had the full moon, but we also had the summer solstice. And I guess this is a really, like, rare occurrence, and it only happens, you know, every so often, and it really hasn't happened, I guess, for nearly 70 years.
Right.
So I thought that was really, really cool. You know, it was really, really cool.
Well,
and
I
did want to say that I posted a little thing on Facebook about, you know, this little drink that you can make really simple to lose weight. And the funny thing was, in the Farmer's Almanac, it states that, you know, if you want to lose any weight during this month, you should start either on the 3rd, the 26th, or the 30th. So I found that kind of funny. And those dates are also good if you want to stop smoking, or if you want to potty train like your little kids, or if you want to wean any animals or children. But I would suggest if you want to, like, either potty train the kids or wean the animals or the children, don't try to stop smoking at the same time. Sounds a little too hectic.
Yeah, no kidding. You got to have some outlet, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, we are in this beautiful month of June, and I find, like, June for me, I don't know, there's, like, some kind of beautiful energy that I feel in June. And June, we have Archangel Raphael with us, and we also have an angel, Angel Muriel, with us. And these are both angels that resonate with the beautiful month of June. And, you know, like, new beginnings and everything, you know, people getting married and, you know, graduating from colleges and high schools and different things. So this is all about, like, new beginnings, the month of June. And we can call upon, like, Archangel Muriel to come in and help us. But if we need to be a little patient and, you know, have someone, like, calmly guide us, we could also ask Archangel Raphael to join in.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so it's kind of a cool month. I mean, I think it's, I love weddings and graduations, which in fact I attended last week. I mean, I think it's just awesome.
Yeah, that it is. It's a beautiful month. Things are, I know spring is when new things begin, but June to me represents, that was always when we got out of school. I know school often gets out in May now, but it always signified really for me an ending of a time period and the beginning of a new. And so I do a lot of renewing and stuff actually in June because it's a time to adventure. You know, just really start yourself on that adventure and adventuring out and becoming anew. And this last full moon that we had, the two full moons, the last one and this one were both actually in Sagittarius. And this second one was one where you, within 3 days of the full moon, which was Monday, so we're still within that 3 days.
Yes.
Do it tonight. This is what I'm throwing out there, is you can still do it tonight. 3 days, within 3 days of the full moon, set your intentions. And right now is a time to set some of those larger, bigger intentions because, as DC said, this is a different type of moon that we have this cycle around. And it has more draw. It's a little bit larger moon. And it is a great time for really setting forth. Because we have to renew ourselves and set new ideas all the time. It's ever create. We're ever creating ourselves, and so that's what this full moon for was, for setting new intentions. So you still have time to do it. Get out there tonight and get it taken care of. I like to write mine down on a piece of paper. If I don't have a bonfire going or something like that, I just take out a candle and I go ahead and light the paper and I just go ahead and burn it to release that energy. Up to the heavens and up to the skies and out to the universe and, to Mother, Father, God, and so it goes.
Beautiful.
And so, so that's a suggestion for me for you to do today. What I'd like to do now is, Carrie Marie, we know that, you're also known as the Angel Lady. And so we were wondering if you might have a little prayer from the angels, a little invocation, or a little blessing that you'd like to open up, help us open up our show with.
It would be a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're with welcome, everyone, and thank you again.
You're welcome, beautiful. Pardon? If everyone would be present just for a few moments. So put everything else down. We all love to multitask. I am no different. But this is a moment to just be fully here and present now, just for a few moments. Put your feet flat on the ground. If you prefer the lotus position, that's fine. Put feet flat on the ground, hands in your lap, palms facing the sky. Take in a deep breath, just breathe in and let it out as fully and deeply as possible. Archangel Michael, is here. Please place into his beautiful, caring hands and into his arms all that you no longer need, want, or that no longer serves you. Allow him to remove all negativity from within and around you. Archangel Jophiel is here, infusing and filling you with her beautiful, unconditional rose light. Archangel Muriel, that DC mentioned a few moments ago, with her sweet perfume. Imagine your favorite flower and just breathe in that scent and let it fill you peace and harmony and joy. Archangel Raphael, to heal all at the cellular and DNA level. Zadkiel, to help you release the past, whether it's 10 seconds, 10 minutes, 10 weeks, or 10 years. Just let it go. Let go. let go. Archangel Uriel is here to help you manifest your dreams more openly, more fully, with confidence and empowerment, and of course, prosperity and abundance. Angels, we ask for peace and harmony throughout the land, within ourselves and in our lives. Help us to have clarity with our life purpose, to come from that space of unconditional love, speaking our truth with integrity, authenticity, humility, and compassion. Angels, we ask that you bless everyone within the hearing of our voices, whether they are with us here in this present moment or listening at some point in the days ahead. We thank you for this time of coming together, connecting energetically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, to help us all find our true voices, to be heard, to be seen, and have the courage to follow our purpose. So be it, and so it is.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
It is our pleasure to share.
Well, wake myself up a little bit now, too. Thank you. Thank you. I was very relaxed. That was so nice. All right. Well, we don't have a huge show tonight, but we do have a few callers that are trying to call in. So why don't we go ahead and drop in and take our first caller and see how that goes.
Awesome.
Hi, area code 256. Welcome to Angel Antics. Thank you for joining our show tonight.
Thank you. My name is Kim, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Wonderful, Kim. Thank you so much for joining us. You've got three people to read for you tonight, so we were wondering, do you have a specific question for us?
Do I need to have a specific question?
Oh, no, 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 not at all. Other than that, I just refer to it as getting messages from your guardian angels and your guides and whoever wants to give you a message and guidance, and that's what we deliver.
All right.
All right. Okay, so Kim, first of all, DC Love will start out.
Good evening, Kim. It's very nice to connect with you.
Thank you. Good evening as well.
What I'm getting is, like, around you, I feel like everything is, like, going in a good direction. So it's sort of like on an upturn. And I'm getting, you know, as well, there's going to be some kind of emotional relief coming. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm also getting, are you watching, like, your nutrition and everything? Because I'm getting that you need to, like, improve a little bit in that area.
Yes.
Be a little bit more cautious and
yes.
Just sort of like look over what you're doing. Are you consuming something too much? You know, so you really got to watch.
Yeah, sugar.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so be careful of that, okay? Mm-hmm. Are there people around you that are sort of almost like making decisions like for you? I feel like snap, like they're trying to, you know, make decisions for you.
I wouldn't say that. I'm in a position where, you know, people say you have to do this and you have to do that. So if you're saying that, then yes.
Okay. Well, the people that are like, if, you know, if you find that they're like saying different things and you know, you are strong enough where you listen to your own guidance, they're just trying to, you know, to help you and do the best that they can. Okay. But you are strong. You're listening to your guidance, and that's what the angels want you to do. They don't want you to buy into, like, anything that they're saying, you know, and just listen to what you're getting, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting, you know, your finances are getting better. Actually, you may get some money that you didn't even expect to receive. And the angels are saying, Kim, make sure that you use it, like, a little bit wisely, okay? So do whatever you're doing. You're going to grow your financial wealth. And just keep making good decisions, and, you know, you're going to see returns as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I want to ask you about the friends that you have around you. Is there, are they balanced friendships? Because some of the friendships may be a little draining.
I'm going to be honest. I really don't have any friends around the area. I have a friend who's out of town. The rest of the people that are in my life are acquaintances.
Okay, because I'm getting there may be some, like, there's some kind of energy that you have to readdress and look at it because you're very sensitive to energy. And mm-hmm. I'm picking up something around you that's very draining, okay?
Okay.
And it's causing you to be a little bit tired is what the angels are showing me because there's a little bit of an imbalance. So you may have to think about that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so just know that. And what I'm getting is, you know, your wishes are going to come true. Whatever you've been, like, really hoping for, longing for, it's getting closer and closer. So just continue to, you know, direct your energy towards your goals and focus and see yourself as what you're, you know, wishing for. It's here. You're happy. You're fulfilled. Keep holding that intention, whether you want, you know, a new job, a car, the soulmate, whatever it is that you're, you know, wishing for, it's getting closer. And, you know, don't worry about the how. That's not what you have to worry about. You just, keep those intentions up there and let God and the angels do the rest, okay?
Okay. Okay.
And the angels are saying, Kim, whatever that your heart wants, you're going to have, okay? You are so supported. You have these beautiful angels. You have the fairies around you. And I'm getting like, you're going to see almost like a snippet of like what your life is going to be like. It's sort of like they're just giving you a taste test, okay?
Okay.
And you can change whatever part of your life that you feel that, you know, needs improvement or whatever. All you have to do is put that intention out there, okay?
Okay.
And after you do put the intention, you have to be willing to receive the blessing as well, okay?
Yes.
And then just please, Kim, visualize your dreams and your wishes coming true. And know that you are so deserving of them, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting a miracle is coming soon. And that's what I have for you, Kim. God bless. And I'm going to turn you over.
Right.
You have two beautiful women to give you some great messages.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello,
Kim. That was beautiful.
That was absolutely amazing. Kim,
Carrie,
and the angels that came in while DC was sharing all of that amazing information and guidance for you are Zadkiel, the angel who will help you release the past. I'm sorry, divine righteousness and divine right action and balance. Thank you for the correction, guys. And also, Archangel Tahariel, who is all about divine protection, meaning you can step more fully into your spirituality. You don't have to say anything. Just be more of who you know you are inside your heart and kind of not real comfortable letting her out very much. Zadkiel is okay. He's asking you to balance your life, your work, your rest, your play. And there's also some information about releasing the past. So there's something that you have been hanging on to, perhaps emotionally, that is causing some imbalances in other areas of your life, beautiful.
Okay.
Okay. That's all they're giving me for you tonight, sweetie.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you so much, Terry Marie. What I have for you, Kim, is that there's really good news coming your way when it comes to financial matters. And also that the meaning of this card could also mean that you're wanting to do something a little more challenging, maybe start a new area of study, get out, maybe expand your circle of friends, get out and meet people. But moreover, it has to do with also learning something new
and really recreating just something new for yourself. It's, you know, the old, we stay stagnant if we don't move forward and learn and grow. And right now you have that desire to really move forward and learn and grow and just develop more of self for your own purpose. The next thing I have for you is that lately you've actually had a sense of being entrapped, you know, really people holding you down in some ways or not being able to get out. And, you know, just maybe some, you know, material things that might be causing negative impressions on you, needs or desires. But really these are kind of fear-based thoughts. And as you really get out and challenge yourself, and like I said, find that maybe that new area of study for yourself, that's going to allow you to grow. And when you do that, it's really going to move you forward. You know, you don't need to force things. You don't need to hurry things. Everything will happen in due time and in good timing. Because as you really well know, you know what really is going to serve you best. So a matter of this is as you get out and you gain the confidence in learning new things, whether it be in spiritual realm or whether it be underwater basket weaving, it's just about, you know, just recreating yourself into something more than we were. It's something that we're meant to do. We're not meant to just become one thing and just be that for the rest of our lives. And that's, you know, people find divorce to be so horrid of a thing. But I sadly, in a way, find that not all relationships are meant to be forever. And that includes relationship with your work or your career. And so, you know, often when people retire, they take on a new career. So it's kind of like that idea that we can reinvent ourselves at any time throughout our life. So, you know, really, you know, take a little action towards that direction. You might find a few, you know, pulls here and there, not sure what direction to go. They're really going to feel bothersome. There are going to be details that are just bothersome. Well, what I'm going to state is, if you say, well, I can't do that. Well, granted, you can't because you've already decided you can't. And So just know that whenever you say, I can do that, it might take me a few tries, but I can do it. It's like there is no failure. There's only do it again. And it's not try again, because trying, as long as you're, if you keep saying, well, I'm trying, trying never actually succeeds. You're just trying. So you know, it's making that commitment to the energy around you in the universe to say, I can do this. I might take three turns, but I can do this. Just let me have another turn. So find something that you want to motivate yourself for and move forward. Take the risk. Put your heart into it. Let it be something that you always truly desired that you wanted to do. And move forward with that with action. Kim, I know you can do it. And I think there is something that you already have that you're thinking that, you know, I've been wanting to try that, or I've been wanting to do that. I've been wanting to move that direction. But for whatever bothersome details or trust in your own self, you haven't done it yet. But what I'm telling you with this reading is you need to get out. Perfect timing is of essence for you right now. And that's what your angels have to tell you, Kim. All right? So I hope that makes sense for you. You're very welcome.
You're spot on. All three of you were spot on. Thank you very much. God bless you all.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Kim, for calling. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling Angel Antics. Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller is from the 570 area code. 570, welcome to Angel Antics.
Is there two of us from the 570? I thought I heard somebody else talking.
No, actually the last person was from 256. You're from 570, and Who am I speaking to?
This is Lynn, and how are you?
Hi, Lynn. Welcome to Angel Antics. I am doing wonderful. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
I'm glad to have you here on the show. And you have three of us to read for you tonight. So we'd like to ask you, do you have a specific... I know, isn't that exciting?
I do. I'm back out again. I do home health, and I'm looking... but I do private home health, and I just lost a lady. She had passed away, and usually they approach me because when I go looking, it doesn't happen. But do you see anything coming up? And that was kind of my question.
That's a great question. Let's see what we have for you. All right?
Okay. Yes. Good evening, Lynn. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you. You all sound so great.
And you have
tonight.
A really interesting
in.
Okay, in regard to work, when you were saying about work, the first thing that I saw was this beautiful raven flying by.
Okay.
And the message it's giving you is that you've got to own your power. Lynn, you've been denying your power for so long.
Okay.
Because you want to be in this little bubble of safety. Or, you know, or there may be another reason, but you have so much power within you. And
are you talking
the angels
about
are
the manifest? Is that what you're referring to?
Manifest, well, yeah, the job you want, the life you want, yes.
Okay.
So the angels are saying you have so much, like, power within you, and you're really psychic. And they're saying, Lynn, when you go to the store, on the way to the store, just say, you know what, I'm going to have that space right out in front of the store that I'm going to. And when you get there, believe it or not, you're going to find that that space is going to be waiting for you.
Okay.
The angels are saying, you're going through all this footwork and everything. You're not recognizing the incredible talent that you have. You have an amazing power of spirit that is within you that you can move mountains with. And you can access this beautiful energy whenever you want, but you have to have the proper mix of faith, intention, and focus. So the angels are saying, Lynn, stop doubting, stop worrying, and stop making excuses, and please own your, you know, your capacity to be this powerful magician. And I see Merlin. You're standing next to Merlin, and you're, you know, you're right up there with them.
Mm-hmm. I love Merlin.
And I'm getting use these gifts to help make the world a better place is what I'm getting. So you're sort of getting, like, you're sort of getting, like, little messages, and you feel stuck in regard to your work life, you know, and you're feeling, you know, what I'm doing is not really what I wanted to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But the angels are saying, Lynn, you don't have to be stuck. You have the power within you to make the changes if you so choose. Trust that the universe is going to help you. All you have to do is ask. And I'm getting, you really have to start expressing your individuality and allow your true self to shine, because the angels are saying, Lynn, you're totally awesome.
Wow.
You've got to really start sharing it with the world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm getting is, if you don't watch and you don't really, you know, connect with the joy that's within you,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have some little guides come in, and one of my guides is Joan Rivers, and what I'm getting is... These guides are going to do something, I guess, in regards to some kind of antics. So you better be careful, okay?
Okay.
Relax a little bit and don't take life so seriously. And what I'm getting for you is the victory sign from the angels. Relax, hon, because good news is on its way, okay? And with that being said, I'm getting the letters A and J. Do they mean anything to you?
Not at this time, but that's not saying I won't think about it.
Correct.
Okay.
So just write those. You've got to write those two letters down, because what I'm getting is they're either going to be a person or they're going to be a place that's going to have some kind of meaning, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so that's what I'm getting. What else did I have? Okay. And please do me a favor. Listen to this very carefully. You've got to watch, because I'm getting at this time you may be a little bit more accident-prone than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So be very careful, okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh. And everything is going to be fine. Just you have to really use positive thinking sort of to get over this hump that you're having, okay?
Okay. Mhm. Mhm.
That's
okay.
What the angels are showing. You know,
thanks.
So just you know what? You just have to like chill a little bit, but you really, you know, things are happening, you know, sometimes things fall apart so they can fall together, and that together is going to be so much better than what you've ever dreamed.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
God
thank
bless
you.
And
thank
just
you.
Trust in the universe, okay, because the universe is
I will.
With you. Okay?
I will. Thank
God
you.
Bless.
Thank you, DC. That was beautiful.
And when is DC and who's speaking now, if you don't mind me asking? Lynn, this is
right.
Carrie Marie. How are you doing this evening?
Lynn on the call.
A little bit of an echo. Did I hear a Teresa Marie? Is that correct?
Carrie Marie was close. Teresa Marie is my formal name.
Oh, well, there's my psychic thing coming in.
There you go.
Okay.
When you were first asking about a new client or a patient coming to you, the number 2 came right away. And the angels who have been coming in since beautiful DC began sharing what she receives from the angels is Balthiel, Balthiel, the angel of forgiveness. So forgive yourself for saying things like, well, whenever I go looking, it doesn't happen. So in conjunction or in tandem with what DC is sharing with you is that you keep yourself in a box, because if you go looking, then there's some kind of a greed, or you may be taking a job from someone else. So it is easier in some ways for you to just wait. And that waiting causes lack and delay and limitation in other areas of your life. The other angel, thank you, another is Barakiel, Barakiel, the angel of prosperity and abundance, financial matters, to just take a deep breath and trust that everything is continuing on to be fine, better than fine. The other angel is Nathaniel. He is the angel of fire and purification, to help you purify your thoughts in the sense of letting go of all the junk, all the illusion of I'm not good enough, or what if I don't get another client? You know, should I go out and look? Maybe I should just wait. I don't want to take anything from anyone. Not deserving. What all that baloney.
Okay.
All that really does not serve you and never really did. Just ask the angels, especially Nathaniel, to help burn that off. Energetically, of course. So the two options, it could be two different full-time clients. It could be a combination of two part-time. I'm not sure.
Okay.
What
but
exactly the number 2 came for two opportunities.
Okay.
And that is what we have for you this evening.
Oh, well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome,
so what you're saying, I should just meditate and put my powers out there, and it will, when you say I'm just waiting, I understand what you're saying, because when I approach things myself and it seems to go haywire rather than somebody approach me, it seems to go much better.
And that's because somewhere along the line, someone told you, or you picked up some kind of a belief that has now become a truth, which in reality is an illusion. Because we all talk about the law of manifestation, the law of giving and receiving. And so what's wrong with you putting out there? And if you want to take it a step at a time, in your meditation, write out what it is you want. And then with the full moon energies or the new moons or whatever, I just burn when I want to, honestly. You know,
okay.
If I happen to hit a full moon or a new moon, even better. But and I'm not discounting the power of the moon and the cycle. Just don't have to wait for them. You can do them in addition. You just don't have to wait. But put down what it is you want and how much it is you know you're worth. So in that way, you're not waiting. And if you all of a sudden go from A to Z, meaning, okay, so Terry Marie said I should go out there and look, but it doesn't work for me, it's going to backfire on you.
Mm-hmm.
So write out what it is you want.
Okay.
And then trust the angels to be your agents for the positions to come to you. In that way, you are honoring the guidance and messages that came through DC about owning and stepping into your own power and no longer waiting for things to happen around you or to you. You are meeting them halfway energetically. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're welcome, beautiful.
It makes a lot of sense. I thank you so much, Teresa Marie in D.C., and you're great. And who was the other one? Did you say Eileen?
This is Eileen, and I am still yet to read for you. I have a reading for you, too.
Oh, great. Wow. I got lucky tonight.
Yes, you did. Yes. So thank you, Terry Marie. All right, this is Eileen, and what I have for you, Lynn, is that things are really looking up for you right now. You're really at the end of this difficult situation, so, you know, this time off is going to end. But what it's telling you is take a little bit of trip, take a little bit of time off, and go outside. It's been, you know, it's just been too long. You've been just spending too much time working, being tied up, just, you know, not being free. Go outside and just get some fresh air and free yourself, free your mind, free your soul, free your energy. Because this is going to give you really a resurgence of your own energy and growth within what you desire. I also see quite a bit of spiritual growth and very maybe even enhanced intuition. And so when you're at work, you're going to probably have a little bit more knowing as things go on. You're actually developing very well your spiritual side of you by doing the work that you're doing, by sitting with patients and knowing that, you know, doing a hospice type care and knowing that they're going to pass. It is a huge, huge gift. Not only is it a gift to them, but it's a gift to the people that are still alive, to their loved ones that are still alive. Thank you so much for giving people that gift. That is the most humane thing we can do for another.
I enjoy it.
It's really great of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really great of you to be that, to choose that route in your life. Moreover, what I have to share with you is that you're really going to have a resurgence of relationships. Your relationships are going to start developing twofold. Could even be one that you're already in is going to have a resurgence of love, faith, and commitment. It's also going to have a spiritual component to it where you both take a step up and see each other with a more spiritual vision of one another. I also see when it comes to your career that you're actually going to have a new opportunity. So there may be something new or a little bit different twist on what you already do come into your life right now, but it is going to be definitely a change. And, I mean, to read it verbatim, word for word, it says, an exciting new opportunity, career advancement, change your life now. So this is about, you know, things are going to be changing from you. But then it actually drops back into you taking care of yourself. I've got two things here that tell me that you need to, you know, take some time outside, go out and feel the fresh air, spend some time near water, recharge your own personal batteries, which is what you're really need to do right now while you've got that little bit of time off. Your guardian angels are with you. Your guides are with you. Your loved ones are watching over you, and they are making sure that you really, really are safe and that you're very spiritually protected. And that's the message that I have for you tonight.
Thank you. And, yes, I am going to the beach next month to see my girlfriend, Linda, in Connecticut. So So I'm gonna spend a few days by the beach.
Yeah, it says you're taking a trip and you need to spend some time outdoors, get fresh air, and you need to be near water. So
I am. Oh, thank you. I am. I'm gonna go see her, and we've been friends since junior high, so you know, it's nice to see her again. And
yeah, how
exciting.
Love that.
Oh, but you
right,
ladies
well,
have been wonderful, and I wish you an enlightening evening, and enjoy yourselves, and I'm going to stay, and I'm going to listen in.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Lynn, for joining us, and thanks for staying. We really do appreciate you continuing the show and listening on. So thanks
thank
so much,
you.
And we look
okay.
forward to speaking to you. Yeah.
God bless you.
God
all
bless,
right.
Lynn.
Okay, now the next caller I have is from the 530 area code. Hi, 530, welcome to Angel Essence. Who do I have
Hello.
With me?
Hi.
My
name's Jody. Hi.
Hi, Jody. Welcome
Hi.
To the show. I'm really glad you called. I think I might know who this is, and that's wonderful. Thank you so much for calling. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Not so much a question. It just seems like the last few months, my husband and I have taken hits financially really hard. And I just fell at the end of my rope. And I feel like something needs to change.
Right.
And I just feel like there's darkness around me.
Okay. Well, let's see what we get for reading. And
sure.
Maybe before the, you know, we'll give you the three readings, and maybe we'll give you a blessing, the three of us together at the end. Could maybe just,
That'd
you know,
awesome.
Give you a blessing of life. Yeah. Yeah, I just called to do that. So let's give the readings first, and then
okay.
And then we'll send you light and love, all right? So first of all, I've got DC Love here to read for you, and she's phenomenal. So let's see what she brings in from your angels, all right?
Sounds great.
Oh, thank you, Eileen. Jody, hi. This
all
is
right.
DC. What I'm getting, there's nothing to worry about, okay?
All right.
You're going to see financial improvements, and they're going to happen almost like magic. It's gonna come about without any effort, okay?
All right.
So just remain positive and... What I'm getting, the angels are saying, you know, like, whatever it is you love, do what you love, and the money's going to flow, you know?
Yep.
So that's what I'm getting. So don't, like you said, don't worry about, like, the money. And, you know, it's going to be fine. Okay. And you're going to have more than enough money. You're going
to
feel comfortable, okay?
Sounds
I
great
feel like
to me.
You're relieved, and I hear like, you know? And things are going to be more balanced around your finances than you think. Okay?
Sounds good.
So what I'm getting is, you know, just relax now that you know that part's going to be okay, that you really need to just relax and sort of nurture your soul. You need to take a little time, just some Jody time, correct?
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, you just, you know what, when you keep going and helping everybody and, you know, the angels are saying that's really beautiful. It's, you know, it's admirable and everything. But you do need to take that little bit of a break, and you really do need to relax, Jody, okay?
Can you tell?
Getting, you know what, like the angels are giving me like a piece of white tape. They want you to set boundaries, okay?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you know what they're showing me? They're saying, you know what, we're in the airplane, and here comes the masks, Jody. You and I are grabbing for those masks. Okay? So if you want
right.
to help, like, the people around you, what do you have to do? You've got to put your mask on first, okay?
Yep.
So that's what they're showing me. So don't, like, yeah, don't be worried, okay? Are you having some issues, like, with your diet? I'm getting that you have to, like, you know, like, you have to just, like, look and see what you're doing.
Not really. I just feel like I have to.
Yeah, I'm getting that, you know, if you like, you know, revisit the diet and everything, I'm getting that you have a lot of beautiful spiritual gifts and they're going to open up.
Yay, I've been working on it.
Okay, and I'm getting something about your metabolism. you're sort of like really sensitive.
Yes.
So the angels are like sort of like giving you like little nudges about your diet. Does that make sense?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. So just listen to, the guidance that you're getting. And I'm also getting, do you use like regular like cleaners for the house that you buy from the store?
I do.
Okay, because I'm getting that you have sensitivities as well in that direction.
Okay,
and the angels are handing me a piece of black obsidian, and that's going to help you to, like, let go of what you don't need in your life and to go forward and have, like, a positive attitude, okay?
I understand, yes.
Okay, and I'm getting the only thing that's really holding you back is you. You know, you sort of, like, limit yourself.
Yes, I do.
Okay, and
wow.
You've got to
okay.
let go of that because once you do, you're going to just, there's not going to be any stopping you, okay? And everything is going to start, like, moving, like, really, really fast. So you've got to, you've really got to get, like, into a different mindset, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm trying to see there. Okay. I'm getting the letter C for you. So it could be a place or a person, but the letter C is going to be significant.
Okay.
Okay, so hold on to that. Let me see. I think that was it. I think I have one little last message. Okay. And you have Archangel Sandalphon that is with you. Okay. And he's just letting you know that, the prayers have been heard and they're being answered as we're connecting. Okay? So
okay,
just,
great.
You know, keep remaining to pray and stuff and make sure that you show love and gratitude, you know? That's
yes.
important as well. Because the angels
okay.
are saying, Jody, you sort of felt like your prayers weren't being answered, okay? But they're saying, hun, that's not true. All you have to do
okay.
is just shift your perception, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm getting, like, what you're wishing for is very close, okay?
I feel it.
Okay. And Archangel Sandalphon, he's going to deliver your, all your prayers to heaven. He's sort of like your angelic mailman, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, so just, know how blessed that you really are, and everything is going to be beautiful, hon. And I'm going to turn you over now to Terry Marie and to Eileen, and I want to thank you so much for calling us.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, hon.
All right.
Hello, Jody. This is Terry Marie.
Hello. Hi, Terry.
Hi. The angel who is coming in addition to Sandalphon and all the others through beautiful DC is Orisio. That is the angel of the sacred inner self. So go into meditation.
Okay.
Do what you need to do to connect with you, because when you are in a sense of peacefulness and harmony, when you are coming from unconditional love and your own heart center, then all of that ego chitter-chatter about, oh, my God, there go the finances. Oh, my God, here comes something else. What you're really doing is attracting more of what you don't want.
Right.
So please stop saying, oh, my God, here comes something else, or what's going to happen next, or every time we get money ahead, something happens. Stop.
Okay.
It's really a challenge because that's what we're used to doing. People say, well, I save for a rainy day. Oh, hell no, I'm saving money, but it's my freedom savings account. It's not a rainy day account because you're saving for rain or catastrophe or, we all have unexpected expenses
right.
and things that come up, but it's how you see them, how you react to them as to whether or not it's one thing or a series of things. And it feels like there were a series of three or four things that it's like, holy moly, there's a ship sinking, sorry.
Oh,
well, there you go. Translation doesn't always come out in the correct order.
All right.
But if you will connect with your inner self, that's going to help to calm the fears, the chaos,
the confusion and the fear and doubt. And when you can calm those down, it's like, yeah, we got this. We've got it. We've got it.
Okay. I completely understand what you're saying.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Jody, you now this is
hi.
Hi, how are you? Finally, huh?
Yeah.
I know you've seen the post, so I'm glad you finally did. What I have for you is that overall your family life is very contented and rewarded. As far as being in a trustworthy relationship, your needs, your material needs and your emotional needs in that particular relationship are really being met. And really is trustworthy and feel very contented in that because not everybody has that. There really is good news over your financial matters. What you're wanting to do is going to be a little bit more challenging. It's like the caller that I had before, I was telling needed to find a new area of study, and whether it be spiritual or whether it just be something you want to learn, it really is time for that for you right now. So move forward with that because there.
I have been lately.
Have you something that you want to adopt? It's about adopting new interests and creating passion. Whatever it is that you study, find passion in it. And what happens when you find passion in what you study or what you learn or what you drive for is that passion is the energy that draws it in that allows you to move towards your desires greater and more quickly is passion. And that passion comes that sacred heart, the sacred space in your heart. We all think with our brain, our monkey brain, but then we have a place in our heart that we have the ability to think with, a brain in our heart that we have the ability to use. And when we think with that brain in our heart, it actually delivers us those things that we are the most passionate about. When we start doing the things that we're the most passionate about, we find the greatest rewards and the most happiness. So, So what this is telling you is listen to your heart and let it bring you to those rewards. Don't give up. Really do protect those things that you've already created. You need to have the courage to really believe in yourself and know that these things can really move forward with you. I'm being told to tell you to really stay focused. Once you find those desires and you really start that path towards them, stay really, really focused on it because that's what's going to draw you is, like I said, the passion, the focus of really, you know, is what's going to drive, it's going to drive you forward more than anything. Don't let other people distract you. Don't allow yourself those dramas, the dramas that people try to take you down or tell you you can't or, again, like I told the last caller, if you say you can't, you're right. If you say you can't, you're also right. So you tell yourself, well, you want to be right. You choose. You get to choose this life. You get to choose that path in your life, and you get to say when it's right. And it's time for you to make that path. And you need to, you know, right now, I am being told you need to make that positive change. You've really outgrown. You've outgrown a lot of the situations that you've been in that once really appealed to you, that were really just awesome for you. And it's kind of like that old, you know, the saying, been there, done that. So now you need to find something that's driven to with more passion and develop those positive and spiritual growth towards that. And you will find that you are much more greatly rewarded. You're attitudes, opinions, and feelings will be more positive instead of waking up with doom and gloom for this pissed-off boring day. You're going to find adventure. You're going to find zeal. You're going to find new information that is going to challenge you. And you're going to find self-esteem in taking on those challenges and reaching for them. So, you know, just be ready for that and move towards that. Let go and just really enjoy the ride, because that's what you have to do. You have to follow your heart, and you really have to enjoy the ride. And so if whatever you're doing right now isn't serving you, then find out what your passion is. And sometimes that takes going to school and exploring a few things. When you find it, stay focused on it. Take it as a really positive challenge and a positive change, and follow your heart in that. And that's the message that I have for you today.
I gotcha. Focus is the main word. It seems like there are like three different things that I've kind of got the road that I've gone down that are really interesting to me. So I'm just kind of letting myself go with it and see where it goes. So maybe I just need to focus on one thing and see where that leads me.
Yeah, pick the one that you're the most passionate about.
Right, I got it.
And pick the one that you're the most passionate about, and then just try for that for a while, all right? Well, you're welcome. Thank you for calling Angel Antics, and we will talk to you really soon, all right?
Sounds great, Eileen.
Bye, Jody.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye, Jody. Bye-bye. All right, our next caller is from, let me find it. I lose myself on the board here sometimes. All right, our next caller is from the 914 area code. 914, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hello, it's Kat, lovely ladies. Hi, how are you?
How are you, darling? How are things?
Good.
Do you have a question for us tonight?
I'm sorry?
What do you need to know tonight?
Okay. All right. I have two gentlemen I'm dealing with. One is Charles.
All right.
One is John A. Should I write them both off? Because that's what I'm
write
doing.
Write them both off. Let's consult your angels and see what your angels, guides, guardians, and loved ones have to tell you, all right? And I have to say loved ones with you, because I remember one of the first readings I gave you, your grandfather came in. So we have to add those loved ones in, right?
I've been seeing signs from him all over the place, but crazy.
Do you know, I drew a picture of him. I should scan it and email it to you and see if that's really what he looks like. I'll see what I can do. I'm not very good at. I don't have the equipment at home to quite do that, but I'll see what I can do and see if it actually looks like the man that I envisioned. Right. So,
or a photocopy,
all right, anyway.
And I'll send you a self-addressed stamped envelope, if that's easier than
heck,
scanning.
I got stamps at home. You know what? I'll connect with you by private message. And I'll get your address, and I will make a copy and mail you a picture of it, all right?
Thank you.
All right. But right now, we've got DC Love to give you a reading, and then Terry Marie, and then I will follow up. So, DC Love, here you go, our beautiful cat.
Hi, Kat. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, thank you. How are you?
The first thing I'm getting, I'm seeing a man. I don't know if it's A or B, but I'm getting the angels are saying your media concerns are very well founded, okay?
Okay.
And they're asking you to please, like, be on guard, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm getting this person trying to seem like they're friendly and, you know, they're a little bit clever, a little bit mysterious, but they're dynamic, sort of like intense, maybe a little bit compulsive.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I'm getting that you really need to have boundaries. Okay?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
I'm getting that
definitely.
You're not going to even know what to expect with this person.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to try to manipulate you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting con artists, the word con artists.
Yeah, yeah, you're so right. Yeah.
Okay, hun,
I don't know
very,
if it's
very
for one of them or for both, though, because that kind of fits the description.
Okay. I'm just getting, like I said, I saw one. I'm just
mm-hmm.
getting, you know, but if you stay grounded, Kat, and, you know, don't lose your focus, you're going to be able to trust your intuition with this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so,
okay.
But like you said, you're right on the money with that because I'm getting, like, it's really scary. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And then
yeah.
That was the first one that I saw. The second one is a little bit more optimistic and a little bit more enthusiastic.
Okay.
But a little bit maybe aggressive.
Okay.
And a little bit independent. So I think this one doesn't have, like, the other one's qualities.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I'm getting, like with this one, it could be, a good outcome. This one may be, like I said, a little bit aggressive, but has really dynamic energy.
Is he younger? Is he the younger one?
He looks younger than the other one.
Yeah, 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 you totally confirmed everything I was thinking.
And I'm getting, you
wow.
know what? You're going to be able to have that happy outcome that you're looking for. Everything's going to happen just the way you want it. Just be confident. You know, remain positive as we're getting. And you're going to see the results that you're looking for. Okay? And just know that, Kat, you're the creator of your experiences. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So you get to choose what you want to create. And with that being said, I'm getting a beautiful smell from Mother Mary, and it's the myrrh. The beautiful oil. And the reason that smell is coming in is because your life is a little bit out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I feel like, you know, with the people that you're working with, too, it's sort of like you don't feel like they, like, honor you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you feel like
definitely.
A little bit taken for granted. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you get a little bit of that, like, myrrh oil and stuff, and you
mm-hmm.
use it. You could inhale it, you could diffuse it, you could put it along like the back of your spine, the bottom of your feet, the top of your head, and it's going to help you to know that you are creation and that you are life, okay?
Okay.
And your roots go so deep, Kat, and you can reach into the universe. And if you want to create this, you know, I know what the vision is that you want to create, honor the mother within you, others and in all life, and when you honor the mother, you honor yourself, for you are life. And when you honor the mother, you honor your creations, and you're going to see them grow, you know, just as a proud parent would. You know, your creations are going to grow, and you're going to be so proud, okay?
Thank
so I'm
you.
Getting, like, you really need to get, you know, some of that divine oil, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Totally, totally, yes. God bless you. Wow, that is beautiful.
Okay,
thank
and
you.
What I'm getting, hon, is you're going through, like, a spiritual awakening as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
definitely.
So you're going through changes. There's going to be some, like, transition in your life. There is beautiful transformation. And, again, like I said, I'm getting that, you know, like, I see the Ascended Masters around you, and Mother Mary and Kuan Yin, like, is another form of the same energy, you know?
Okay.
But I see Jesus side, Kat, Buddha, you have all these, you know, beautiful entities that are with you, and they want to help you. They're trying to guide you to happiness.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow.
Okay? And I'm seeing you like you're walking, you know, with God in his power and his grace. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, and I'm getting the letters L and the letter C.
Okay, the one that's a con artist starts with a C.
Okay, well, that might be just to validate.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think I know the L yet.
Okay, and the angels are saying that you need to get some crystal quartz, and it's going to help to heal you, like, on a physical, spiritual, you know, level, and just, you know, meditate with this beautiful stone. And you're going to see how, like, all your dreams are going to manifest, and you're going to have nothing but happiness and fulfillment, hon. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
But just for
thank
now, like, for now, the angels say, Kat, like, just please for now, just take a step back, because the situation that you described, you know, there's a lot of harsh energy there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you are so sensitive, and you're sort of like a dustbuster. You're just like, you know, and I see you, you know, you're grabbing all that energy. Okay?
Yeah.
And it doesn't resonate. Yeah. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you've just got to, like, step back for the moment, okay? Slow down. Look at the situation again. Maybe you'll see it from a different perspective, okay?
Okay.
And feel it in your heart and in your mind before you go any further.
Okay.
And just let things happen naturally, because everything is going to happen at the right time, hon. And that's my message, Kat.
Thank you. God bless you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you. You are just beauty personified. Thank you.
Thank you, Kat.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, DC. And Terry Marie, what do you have for Kat tonight?
The first question, well, hello, beautiful Kat. We usually just dive right in, so.
Hi.
Hi. The first question that came from my angel guides to you is, and you don't need to answer this out loud, it is just for you to contemplate and to think on, is if you're getting signs from your grandfather like crazy, then why are you doubting? Why are you questioning?
Mm.
One of the angels who came in for you is Don Quell, who was an angel of love and romance. You can call on him, just a minute. And Anna L, to help you sort through. And they're asking me, and that's not true, they're telling me to remind you that being with the wrong person is not better than being on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Thank you. And then Archangel, Angel Uziel, the angel of faith, is asking you to please trust and have faith that if you're getting red flags, if you're getting those icky, squishy, feelings in your solar plexus, there's a reason. And trust that there is someone better. We're not contradicting what DC has shared with you, but there's so much angst around one of these two relationships. It's clouding your intuitive self in being able to discern what's best for you with the other one. Does that make sense?
Yes. Oh, totally. Totally, yes. Yeah. Again, yeah, the harsh energy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's no telling you what to do. It's just what do you feel is really best. And sometimes those harsh, aggressive energies are real tough to get away from because they just suck in and it's like an octopus.
Mm-hmm.
However, you can pry off those little sucker cups one at a time and don't let them reattach. And then just turn your back and walk away. Don't answer texts, don't answer emails, whatever it is. You can block them and just be done. And ask Archangel Mishael to cut the cords and the attachments.
Yes.
And that's all I'm getting at the moment.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
All right, Kat. I get to have a turn now. And the first thing I have to tell you is that you might want to take a little bit of temporary pause in action because you're well planted. So you just need to step back and observe. Be the observer in your situation. But look at it with unnecessary worry and just be the observer and see what it is that comes into you. See how you feel stepping back and being the observer because you really have already come into your own You do have the ability to move forward with one of these people. I actually see that there may be a new partnership coming into your life, and that's what I'm concerned about. When I'm looking at the reading that I've received for you, I'm actually wondering if the top portion is more over business, because that's, to me, what it appears to be, so that's what I'm going to tell you. I don't think it's actually about the question you asked. And so let me give it to you like this, as if we were talking about, if your question was about business, all right?
Yes,
and that
is,
your seeds are very, very well planted. There may be a temporary pause in action, but you don't have to worry about it. It's really unnecessary because you've really done your work. You've come into your own. You know your own abilities and the creativity in which you've been offering. And so because of that, this is going to actually create some new partnerships or contracts. So continue to move forward with this movement. If it feels right, do it. Look for the people that are going to be loyal to this commitment, to this work commitment or degree. And those that will be dedicated, because that's what you're going to, those are the people that you're going to find that will be honorable and kind. They will also be the ones, along with yourself, that will really buckle down and get things done. And some of this is about you personally honoring your commitments and call upon your guardian angel. And they will really help you, guide you through. And if you've got time commitments, they will create more time for you. You know, like sometimes when we're pushed for time, we'll look at the clock and every 10 minutes seems like three. Mm-hmm. We're never going to get there. Oh, my God, time is going so fast. And other times when we invite our angels in and ask them to work with us, that we need a little more time to work on our commitment, we'll look at the clock and we'll think, oh, gosh, 15 minutes must have gone by. Oh, it's only 5. I still have 10 more minutes to work. Woo-hoo! So that's, you know, that's the guardian angels that are going to help you work with that. So ask for their help. They're going to help you honor your commitment. The other area that I have that seems separate from that first portion that I gave you is actually more about you. And when I ask about relationships for someone, I often get readings that are more about them, you know, the person asking, rather than it is the people that they are asking about, the people that may be coming into their lives. So this is more about you. And that is exactly what DC said. She had that Mother Mary energy coming in, whether it be Mother Mary, whether it be Isis, Mary Magdalene. It is that pure mother's, pure love energy coming in. And what I have to tell you is love yourself, love others, and love every situation, because no matter what it looks like on the outside, it is delivering you something. It is delivering you a message. It is delivering you information to help you make decisions. But that unconditional love that you can give yourself by loving yourself opens up that heart space. And by opening the heart space, you can truly get your own answers because you're listening to your heart. Your heart has its own brain, and it's giving you information along with your monkey brain that's in the top of your head. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when we the brain within our heart, we get better messages because they're more true to our heart. They're more true to what we want to live. Along with this, I have the goddess Malu, who's bringing in Mother Earth for you, and that you're really called upon to, if you at all can, at all costs, work with environmentalism in some way, even if it's just recycling in your own home, whether it's going out and planting trees on Arbor Day. You're being asked to actually affect Mother Earth in some way. In something that you do cast, you're being asked to affect Mother Earth. I'm also told to tell you that there's really no hurry to force any of these things to happen. everything is occurring in perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I'm not expecting you to wait for divine timing. I'm telling you, everything really is occurring in perfect timing for you. So find, listen for that vibrational rhythm of that perfect timing. And as you get in step with that perfect timing, you will see that you will step with everything that you desire. And that's the message I have for you tonight, Kat.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you, Ollie, for your kindness. Thank you.
God
bless, Kat.
Very, very welcome. Thank you so much for calling us tonight. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. God bless you all. Thank you.
Good night. All right. That was beautiful. It's always fun to talk with Katarina. She's just such a beautiful soul. The next person that I have that has been waiting is from the 740 area code. 740, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Sue.
Hi, Sue. Do you have a question for us tonight?
I was just wondering financially and my business, when is my business going to take off and I will be financially stable?
All right. Well, let's see what your messages are for tonight. And so financials is, you know, financial stability is what Sue is looking for. Let's see what your angels have to tell you. DC, what do you have for us?
Hi, so this is DC.
Hi, DC.
Okay, the first thing that I have is Archangel Raphael is coming in. And to sort of provide healing for your body, your mind, and your spirit, okay?
Okay.
Asking you to just, you know, I'm getting like surrender, the word surrender, because I feel like when you were asking that question, there was like a lot of, maybe like a lot of fear and a lot of negativity that were around that question.
Yes.
And he'd like to replace that with forgiveness and love. Okay?
Okay.
And when you surrender it, you know, it comes to you so much, you know, more easily, okay?
Okay.
That was the first thing. He wanted to come in, like I said, he wanted to step in first and, you know, give that message to please just like surrender the whole situation. Okay?
All right.
Okay, I'm just trying to see. I'm actually getting, after I said that, I'm seeing money that you didn't expect coming to you.
Oh, all right.
And just use the money, like, wisely.
Okay.
Now, are you looking, like, for a new position?
Kind of. I'm trying to get my own business going.
Yeah, because I'm getting this is going to be a lucky time for you.
Okay.
So, you know, like your own business, but also like just be open in case something comes your way that might be the perfect fit for you as well. Okay?
Oh, all right.
And I'm getting that you really have to have confidence in yourself and really step into your power.
I lack that a lot, yes.
Yeah, and the angels are saying, so draw a circle on the floor and then step into that circle and put your arms in the air and just, like, flex those muscles. You're stepping into your power. Okay?
Okay.
And it's really safe for you to own your deeper inner gifts, okay?
Okay.
Have you sort of, like, given your power to someone else? Because I'm getting that you gave something away. You gave it away is what I'm getting. You have to reclaim that power.
I've put everything on hold for others. So, yeah, I've kind of given everything of my own for other people.
Okay, so it's really your time to really shine, okay? And let everyone see that beautiful radiance within you and see what you're capable of, okay?
Okay.
You know, we had Archangel Raphael, like he started off with the messages. And, you know, he's our healing angel. And he also works with people that want to help heal others. I don't know if that's something that you've been considering as well.
Yes.
Because I'm getting, Yeah, you have the strength to heal others.
Yes.
And you can bring light in so many hearts. So what has stopped you from, you know, going forward and expanding, in, you know, your potential?
Well, for all of my life, I have either been told that I'm not good enough or my dreams are ridiculous, that you should work 9 to 5 for somebody else. And then I am afraid of giving wrong information to another individual, not for myself. I don't care if I'm wrong. I don't want to give somebody else wrong information and hurt them.
Right. Well, you know what? You have Archangel Michael coming in, and he's going to give you the strength and the courage that you need to heal your life, Sue.
Okay, good.
Okay. And he's going to protect you. You're going to be protected, you know, physically, emotionally, spiritually, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, he has a beautiful sword with him, okay? And he's, you know, he's going to give you, like I said, the strength, and he's going to help you to see, you know, that this is your time, okay? This is your time to not only shine, but it's your time to heal anything that is causing you so much pain and suffering. Okay?
All right.
And Archangel Michael is going to help empower you. Okay? So just please surrender all of this, you know, to Archangels Raphael and Michael, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to have resolution and healing, okay?
All right, great.
Just know, honey, you're always protected from any kind of harm. Okay? And I'm getting the letter F around you. It could be a person or it could be a place, hon.
An F?
Yeah. That's what I'm getting.
I don't know.
Just hold on to that, like I said. But the angels are showing me that you're moving forward, and it could be really fast, but it could be a little bit bumpy. Okay?
Okay, great.
Put your seatbelt on. Okay, so we're going to turn you over now to Terry Marie and Tylene, and thank you so very much
for
calling us. God bless you, hon.
And you.
Hello, beautiful Sue. This is Terry Marie, and the angels who are coming in for you are, the first one is Ombriel, the angel of clarity and truth.
Okay.
And you were sharing with DC and all of us who are listening that those ugly things that people have said.
Yes.
And we're not going to repeat them to re-imprint them. So that's where the clarity comes in, to see that it is all a lie, it's an illusion, it's not about judgment, not about blame them, or to feel guilty or shame in yourself, and I feel that not in your heart center. So please just breathe, beautiful, just breathe through it.
Okay.
Okay. Just a second. The truth is, you are worthy, you are deserving, you can do it. You can have a J-O-B if that's what you want. And there's nothing wrong with a J-O-B. You could, if you so choose, and this is not something that you are being encouraged to do unless it's what you feel is right, could have a J-O-B to help you get from where you are to where you want to be. You could also sit down and write a letter to your guardian angel and to the angels of finance. Oh, wow. Okay. The angels of the Ministry of Finance is what they just told me, to break any old, outdated contracts that hold you back no matter what you try to do. And then in its place, you write out what it is. You create a new contract. And then you burn the whole thing.
Okay.
To release the energy, okay?
Okay.
Yes, thank you. So stop talking to people about your dreams. There may be one or two people that you can trust that will absolutely support you unconditionally without putting their two cents into it, without using their fear and filters to put you down. And if there is no one, then you get a special pretty little journal or notebook and you write everything down in there. You have enough stuff, and who doesn't, to overcome for yourself without somebody else pouring their junkolitis on top of it.
Okay.
So not only do you have your own to work through, then you have everybody else's you know what to go through.
Yep.
Okay, so stop telling them because they're not getting it, and it's okay because the Lord and the angel didn't give them the vision. And if their lives are too small and insignificant by their own words and their own actions, whose fault is that? Is that yours?
Absolutely not.
Good. Do you feel your vibration raising?
Yes.
Good girl. Okay. I'm just double checking. That's it.
Okay.
kind of
thank
double pouting,
Carrie
but
Marie.
There you go. You're welcome.
That was beautiful, Carrie Marie. Thank you so much. All right. This is Eileen, and what I have for you is that right now your life has a need for balance and moderation. It's about perfect timing and keeping things in good balance so that things will move forward well. It's kind of like a teeter-totter. If it's, you know, one sided or the other, it's just not going to work well. So,
right.
You know, it's kind of about cooperation and compromise and finding that perfect timing. I also see that there is some type of falling in love. It could also mean an invitation to, say, a wedding or a social event that is pretty significant about either a specific person or a couple. So it could be that type of thing. It's some, you know, it may have something to do with romance.
Okay.
And you're going to be very enthusiastic when this comes along. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun, and you're going to really enjoy it. The next thing I have for you is that you're really coming into your own. You're at a time when it's time for you, a good time for you to create new partnerships and to continue to move forward on the path that you've been working towards. Make sure that you go for, like I told the last caller, to really open up to your passions, and whatever it is you feel most passionate about is what you should, the direction in which you need to move towards. You've had some situations here lately that have been just not easy going. They've been hard to deal with. And what's happening is that your angels, along with the angel Grace and the angel Antoinette, are coming here to help you heal this situation. And what they're asking you is to maybe look at the other person's point of view or their perspective and view it with compassion. Because although we see things as black and white from our own direction, nothing is black and white, and very rarely is there one or two directions. There's often three, four, five, six, eight directions, and all are evenly balanced. And we must have compassion for that viewpoint of other people's ideas and what they may be passionate with and what we may be passionate with may be causing the problems within that situation. And so, you know, take a step back and look at their point of view. The next thing I have for you is that you really are truly a light worker, and God needs to shine his light through you. It is hard for him to come to earth and shine light upon every single person individually. And
yeah.
So what he does is he has sent his angels here to earth to work with us. And as he has also asked us to be angels here on earth and to shine our light through our eyes, through our heart space, and to shine that light upon others. And that's what you're being asked to do right now, is you're being asked to be like an angel. And upon this earth, you're to view its inhabitants as they are good and great. And with that, it'll bring you more richness in your life as your life and your inner spirit becomes richer. You'll have more divine light and love to spread around others and across the earth. And you are literally being asked to do that at this time in order to get in that space. You may need to spend a little bit of time alone
really nurturing yourself, meditating on about what it is that your desires are and your true intentions. And again, it's being told to you again, ask your angels to help you to gain the positive perspective of what you need to do to move forward. And I really do feel this is really moving forward as being a light worker, which you have been called to do. And that's the message I have for you tonight.
I try very, very hard to share that with everybody I come in contact with. Some are more challenging, but I try very hard for that.
Isn't that the truth? Sometimes people are very challenging. But it is not about them. It is about you and the gifts that you have to give. And so stay true to yourself. Be the loving person that you truly are, because if you're a light worker, you work in love.
Yes.
And so be that light worker and truly hold that divine light within yourself. Look at the divine light and spread it like a dome over yourself. And once you've dropped that dome over yourself, then I want you to push it out. And I want you to start pushing on that dome and making it larger. Push it up to the sky. Push it up above you. Push it out to the side. Keep pushing it out. Push it out until you've surrounded the room you're in. That whole room is filled with white light. Continue to push it out till you filled your entire house with that white light. And then look at that white light as a dome sitting over the top of your house. Then keep pushing. Keep pushing it around your neighborhood. Push it around your town. Keep pushing it further and further out, all the way symmetrically out. Keep pushing, pushing, pushing. Push it out around your county. Push it out around your state. Push it out around the United States. Keep pushing, 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 and push it out until it has completely encompassed the entire world. You, Sue, personally, have the ability to push your light so large that it actually surrounds the entire earth.
Wow.
If each and every one of us light workers would do that.
And that will help with the activity in the house too?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
It will help with the positivity everywhere. And
okay,
everywhere you go, you will find the light will follow with you. And it'll be like a little light bulb above you. And you will end up not only receiving that light each and every day and each and every moment, you will also be a giver of that light to everyone you will come across each and every day and each and every moment. Now, what could be greater than that?
Wow, that's great. That's great.
And that's the gift that I have to give to you tonight, Sue. And I want to thank you for calling Angel Antics. And
thank you, ladies.
Going to place you back on hold.
All right.
We'd love you to continue to listen. And we will talk to you again soon. All right.
Have a great night, ladies. Thank you.
You too. All right. Let's see what I have going here. I believe I've opened up the show for actually 2 hours. I'm actually getting a little bit tired. Do you ladies want to continue? We have a couple of more callers we have not spoken to yet.
My energy is getting very low.
Mine is too. I feel very weak right now.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, because normally, so, yeah, I don't know why, whatever, you know, the angel antics often jump in. And even though I will set the show at an hour and a half, sometimes it'll come in at 2 hours, and other times it'll come in at, one time it came in at 15 minutes. But right now, like you said, Terry Marie, my energy is getting low too. So we are going to call it a show. We want to thank you for coming. We're actually 5 minutes over our hour and a half time that we normally meet here for. I do have a couple of people that we haven't reached. One is from the 646 area code. The other is from the 616 area code. So if you can at all call in at the beginning of our show next week, I will keep track of these phone numbers, and I will be more than happy to take you two callers as our first two callers on our next show. And I want to thank everybody for calling today. And Terry Marie, would you like to tell everybody where they can get a hold of you?
Thank you, Eileen. Yes, first I'd like to just thank everyone who did call in and trusting us to be able to intuit messages for you to help you with your life and your path. Thank you, DC and Eileen, for having us back. And if you would like to continue to stay connected, we can find us at angeldreamteam.com. And, of course, Angel Dream Team on Facebook.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. That's a great place. And thank you for being on our team tonight here at Angel Antics. You're a great team member. It was awesome working with you tonight and enjoying your energy that you brought with you here tonight to share with us. Thank you so much. And, DC, are you out there? I should tell everybody where to find you.
Oh, thank you, Eileen. And I, too, enjoyed, you know, the company of the two of you. What beautiful energy. But I want to say, Eileen, before we, you know, before I give my information, I'm getting the Angels of Abundance and Miracles are coming in. And this message is for everyone listening. I'm seeing butterflies, and I'm seeing beautiful roses. And everyone is asked to just, you know, be aware of the coincidences, the synchronicities, because miracles are going to come their way, and I'm hearing there are prayers that are being answered, okay? And just know that the angels want to come in and bestow these beautiful gifts and miracles upon each of you. And with that being said, everyone can connect with me. The easiest way would be, like, through Facebook, and it's DC Love, and I do have our website, www.therealdclove.com. Thank you so much, Eileen.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you, DC. And we did have a few other callers tonight that called in but didn't hang out long enough to be picked up. So if the person from the 623 area code would like to call in at the beginning of the show next week, I will try to pick up the 623, the 646, and the 904 at the beginning of the show next week. Please give us a call in. Oh, and the 856-776 area. Go ahead and give us a call in next week, and we will try to pull you up first. Thank you so much for joining Angel Antics. Terry Marie, thank you so much for being our beautiful, beautiful, beautiful guest tonight. We really were honored to have you here, and you really added to our show and our wonderful people that come here to listen to us for angel messages, and we're just... It's just wonderful being with angels. Thank you.
You're welcome. Our pleasure.
All right. And, DC,
and the angels are saying, please don't drive faster, Eileen, than your angels can fly, okay?
Oh,
so,
yes.
They're trying to
I want to tell DC and Terry Marie, I love you. Thank you so much for being here and everyone that was here to listen with us tonight. And anyone that listens to our archives on Blog Talk Radio, I love you. Thank you so much for listening to us.
Oh,
come again.
Love you, Eileen.
See you soon.
Yes.
Bye. I love you, Keith. Bye, Terry Marie. I love you. Have a wonderful evening. Good night.